friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you want to improve your English? Well, this is the show for you. My name is Anna, and I'm happy to be with you today. Our topic for today is Around Town, and the title of our lesson is The Bread Basket. The Bread Basket. So, Peter, what did we learn about the bread basket yesterday?
We learned that the bread basket has new owners, and their bread is really good now. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and I'm happy to be with you here today.
Well, we did learn a lot yesterday about baked goods, but we have even more to learn today. Are you ready, friends? It's time to open your magazine and follow along with the Read It. Here's Peter to help us.
Everyone likes the bread basket now. Alex bought rolls there yesterday. Susie bought a loaf of bread. Taylor likes their bagels. The bakery doesn't sell donuts, but they do sell croissants. They also sell many pastries. And they will begin baking pies next week.
Thanks, Peter. Wow, there are so many different kinds of baked goods. Did you know that, friends?
You can see them if you go to a bakery or cafe. It's a fun way to try new foods. So, if you haven't tasted one yet, you can give it a try.
That's good advice, Peter. I like to do that, too. Well, friends, are you ready to practice your English? It's time to go to Christina for our keywords.
大家都很喜欢附近的那家面包店。像 Alex 昨天就在那里买了小餐包 ,rolls. Alex bought rolls there yesterday. Susie 买的是一条面包。Susie bought a loaf of bread. A loaf 就是一条。那两条面包的话就是 two loaves of bread. L-O-A-F, loaf 这个字的复数是去 F 加 V-E-S, 变成 loaves. 不过这家店没有卖 donut. Donut 就是我们常说的甜甜圈。这个字有人会把它写成 D-O-N-U-T. Donut. This bakery doesn't sell donuts. 他们还会卖各式各样的 pastries. 这个字的单数是 pastry.复数是 pastries, 指的是油酥糕点或者是其他各式的糕点。They sell many pastries. 不但如此，下星期开始会开始卖 pie, pie. They will begin baking pies next week.
Did you buy anything at the bread basket yet, Alex?
Yes, I bought some cookies and rolls yesterday.
I had a free slice of bread, and I bought a loaf of bread after work.
Everything at the bakery is good now.
Yes, I plan to try everything. Their croissants look really good.
Yes, they do. Maybe I'll get some of those for lunch.
All right, in conversation A, we see Susie and Alex. Susie asks Alex, did you buy anything at the bread basket yet, Alex?
This is a good question to know. You can ask a friend, did you eat anything yet? Or, did you finish your work yet?
So, what does this word yet mean? Well, let's see what Christina has to say about it.Hi, Christina.
Susie 问 Alex 有没有在那家面包店买过东西。Did you buy anything at the bread basket yet? 我们要特别介绍一下这里的副词 yet. Yet 通常用在否定句或者是疑问句。它用来问人做了某件事没有。比如 ,Did you call her yet? 你打电话给她了没？或是 ,Has he come home yet?他回到家了没？另外再介绍一个副词 already, 表示已经。如果你问 Did you call her already? 就是想要确定对方是不是已经打电话给他了。最后还有用 just 来表达刚才。 Did you just call her? 你刚刚打给她了吗？所以我们刚才介绍了 yet, already, 还有 just, 都是副词，意思和用法是不同的。
Thanks, Christina. So, Susie asks Alex if he bought something at the bread basket. And he did. He bought some cookies and rolls. What are rolls, Peter?
A roll is a small piece of bread. It's small and round. It's kind of like a bun. People often eat a roll with butter on it.
Rolls can be really delicious.Especially when they're fresh out of the oven.
Susie tells Alex about the free slices of bread. She says that she bought a loaf of bread after work.
Loaf! This is an interesting word. We use loaf to count bread. One loaf of bread, two loaves of bread.
Yeah, and a loaf is the whole bread. When you cut it,Then you have slices of bread.
That's right. Well, Alex says that everything at the bakery is really good now. Friends, do you remember why? We talked about it yesterday.
The bread basket has new owners. So many things have changed. Their bread used to be, terrible. But now it's delicious.These new owners must be doing a great job.
Well, Peter, I plan to go to the next conversation now. It's time.
You're right, it is. So let's go there now. Follow along, friends.
The bread basket doesn't sell donuts. That's too bad.
That's okay. Several places in town have good donuts.But few places sell fresh bread.
True. The bread basket bakes bread every day. I can smell it when I walk by the store.
I know. And did you see their sign? They will begin baking pies next week.
We'll have to try those too.
What?No donuts? I love donuts. You know, the bread basket should sell donuts.
Well, calm down, Anna. The bread basket has a lot of delicious baked goods. A lot of places sell donuts, okay? But not many stores make bread that fresh. He says few stores sell fresh bread. What does that mean?Let's have Christina come to help us out. Here she is.
Alex 说他们那里卖新鲜面包的地方不多。Few places sell fresh bread. 句中的 few 是形容词，表示为数不多，几乎没有的。你可以说 very few people travel there. 很少会有人到那边旅游。另外如果你用 a few 的话就表示有一些有几个 There are a few chairs in the room 房间里有几张椅子 Few 还有 a few 是用来形容可数名词的如果是不可数名词的话就要用 little 还有 a little 例如 I need a little water 我需要一点水某个人如果在家里不太吃肉的话就可以说 I eat little meat at home
Well, that's true, Peter. You're right. And the owners are new, after all. Maybe they can start to make donuts after a little while.
That's the spirit, Anna. Well, we know that the bread at the bread basket is so fresh. So how do we know that?
They bake the bread every day.Susie can smell the bread baking when she walks by.
Have you ever smelled that bread before, friends? The smell of bread baking can really make you happy.
That is true. My mom sometimes makes bread at home, and the whole house smells like fresh bread. Friends, maybe you can try baking bread at home.
There's something else exciting about the bread basket. Alex says he saw it on a sign. Next week, they are going to make a new item.
That's right. Next week, they'll also be making pies. Friends, do you like pie? I know I do. And I wonder what kind of pies they will make. Apple, cherry, pumpkin, blueberry, chocolate, or maybe all of them.
I hope so. Well, apple pie is my favorite. I want to try. So does Susie. She says, we'll have to try those too. It sounds really delicious.
Friends, did you know you can find directions for how to make all these baked goods? You can search on the internet and find a recipe.
Try making it. Maybe you can do that right now while we take a break. Don't go away. We'll be back soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. Today, we're learning about the bakery and all the baked goods they have there.
That's right. Maybe you like to eat bread, rolls, or pies. You can get them all at the bakery.
And in just a moment, we will learn another kind of baked good. So let's go there now and see what happens next. Follow along.
This bagel is so good. I got it at the bread basket.
You get something there every day.
I do. I stop there on my way to work.
Do you always get a bagel?
Usually, but sometimes I get a muffin or a croissant.
Or a cupcake?
Or some kind of pastry. I should stop there less often, or I'll get fat.
Wow, that bagel looks really delicious. Taylor is eating her breakfast in the studio.
She must go to the bread basket really often. Abby is not surprised. She says, you get something from there every day.
Yeah, and Taylor agrees. She usually stops there on her way to work. Friends, when you are on your way to school or work, do you stop somewhere to buy food? Ask a friend today about their daily habits. That's a good way to practice English.
Good idea, Peter. Well, Abby wants to know if Taylor always gets a bagel. Taylor says she usually gets one, but actually she tries many different things. Sometimes she gets a muffin, or a cupcake, pastry, or a croissant.
Is that word croissant difficult to say? It's actually a French word, so it looks different than other English words. Croissant.
My, Taylor really loves all those baked goods. But you know, eating too much of them isn't good for you. Too much fat and too much sugar is bad for your health.
Bad for your health? I think you're right, Anna. And I think Taylor knows this too. She says, I should stop there less often, or I'll get fat. Let's have Rebecca explain this a little more. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Are you ready to have some fun? Well, let's learn today's grammar point. I should verb, or I'll be, plus adjective. For example, I should hurry, or I'll be late. Or I should eat, or I'll be hungry. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, do you know which feature is next? I can't wait. In fact, I should tell you right now, or I'll get too excited for today's...
calendar phrase!
I'll get fat.
I'll get fat.
我会发胖。
Do you want some cake?
No, I'll get fat.
Do you want some ice cream?
No, I'll get fat.
Do you want some pie?
No, I'll get fat.
What do you want?
To not get fat.
Right.
I'll get fat.
I'll get fat.
我会发胖。
Yes, I love calendar phrase. It's great. Peter, another bagel.
What? I won't get fat.
Peter, have you looked in the mirror recently? You look a little different than the last time I saw you.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that maybe you should...Only eat one bagel a day. It's a little much. Well, friends, it's time for our keyword review. You can follow along with us right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Roll. Roll. These rolls are fresh and delicious.
Loaf. Loaf. Mom bought 3 loaves of bread today.
Donut. Donut. These donuts are really sweet.
Pastry. Pastry. I'll have a pastry with my coffee.
Pie. Pie. Please give me a slice of apple pie. All right, friends, those are our keywords today.And now it's time to look back at our conversations one more time.
Did you buy anything at the bread basket yet, Alex?
Yes, I bought some cookies and rolls yesterday.
I had a free slice of bread, and I bought a loaf of bread after work.
Everything at the bakery is good now.
Yes, I plan to try everything. Their croissants look really good.
Yes, they do. Maybe I'll get some of those for lunch.
The bread basket doesn't sell donuts. That's too bad.
That's okay. Several places in town have good donuts, but few places sell fresh bread.
True.The bread basket bakes bread every day. I can smell it when I walk by the store.
I know. And did you see their sign? They will begin baking pies next week.
We'll have to try those too.
This bagel is so good.I got it at the bread basket.
You get something there every day.
I do. I stop there on my way to work.
Do you always get a bagel?
Usually, but sometimes I get a muffin or a croissant.
Or a cupcake?
Or some kind of pastry. I should stop there less often or I'll get fat.
Hey, Ginger, I see you have a bag there.
Yeah, I went shopping at the bread basket.
Ooh, you did.
Yes, and I bought a lot of delicious things.
Oh, boy, so what did you get?
I bought some cookies and rolls.
Oh, I love cookies and rolls.
And I bought a loaf of fresh bread.
Oh, I love fresh bread.
And I also bought some croissants.
Ooh, I love croissants. Can I try some?
Well,
Please.
Sorry, Monkey Man. I ate everything already.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm getting ready to give a presentation at work. A presentation is a report. People give these reports to tell others about something. I'm a little nervous about my report, so I'm practicing. I want to give a good presentation. Most people need to give presentations at some time in their life. Teachers, students, business people, all need to give reports or teach others about something. The first thing you must do when you are preparing for a presentation is to decide on the topic. What will your presentation be about? Then you need to gather information. What information do you want to share? Next, you can use a computer program to create a presentation with pictures and words. This presentation helps to make your presentation clear. Before your presentation, you can write some notes, and then practice giving your presentation in front of a mirror. Then you know what you look like when you're speaking. This is important. You don't want to look too serious or too silly when you speak. When you give a presentation, some people like to use a clicker. The clicker allows you to change slides on your presentation. My clicker also has a special light. I can use this light to point at things on the screen. Well, it's almost time for my presentation. I'd better get ready. Bye, friends.
Friends, after today, you know all you need to about bakeries and baked goods.
That's right. And now you can try some new treats. Can you try to order them in English?
Hey, maybe you can go to a bakery or cafe and look at all the baked goods and practice your key words.
That's right. Or find a friend to talk with. Practice those key words today. Remember to say them out loud.
That's right, Anna. It really is important to say them out loud. So, friends, you better do that.
Try looking up a recipe and practice your reading. I think you've all learned some new words today, friends. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to come back next time for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.